Every week, three women gather at a small park near the University of Utah to protest. They've taken on everything from family separations at the southern border to the recent government shutdown. KUER's Rocio Hernandez has this audio postcard.
If you stop by Reservoir Park on Monday nights, you can catch Ashley Vates and her small band of activists holding handwritten signs on a street corner where drivers can see them. Passersby respond to their signs with slogans such as, "Fight ignorance, not immigrants," and "Seeking asylum is legal." Vates says their group was the second to join a national movement founded last June called #StandOnEveryCorner. 1 month later, Bates says she took a sign and stood at Reservoir Park to protest families being separated at the border.
I'm disabled and I'm a single mother, and there are a lot of things that I can't do, but this was something that I came to really enjoy and need.
Bates says she held up signs at the park on the corner of 1300 East and South Temple daily from July to November. Liz Rank was walking her dog last summer when she first saw Bates. Rank and her dog are now regular members. They're also joined by Cheney Malloy and Vate's 4-year-old son, who they affectionately call Tiny Resistor.
Wake up, Rank Marjorie!
Rank says protesting on hot-button topics like immigration means the reactions that they get from the people that pass by can vary.
We get the occasional irate screaming, you know, that everybody should just go back to their own countries, or obscenity.
But last Monday, the group only got friendly honks and waves.
It's been actually very encouraging to realize that the vast majority of people are supportive, or if they don't agree, are respectful.
Vate says they plan to keep their protests going as long as they can. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.